She must have felt Frank's presence, his dead man stare, because she turned and looked directly at him. She took in his appearance, his blood-stained shirt and khakis ripped and frayed and still wet from the rain, the cuts and scratches on his face and hands, his disheveled hair. He could tell that she found him amusing. She was victorious, the triumphant puppeteer.
"You look beaten, Frank. You need to learn how to take it with style. Winning isn't everything, you know."
He held it all in. He watched her turn back to the monitor, Murdoch waving at the stupid crowd.
"I want to say something,"
Murdoch shouted into the mic.
"Please, thank you. I have something I'd like to say."
Frank poured the shattered DVD onto the coffee table, Olson's pictures and the evidence against Murdoch reduced to small pieces of useless plastic glistening under the stage lights.
"It looks broken," she said. "What is it?"
"What you've been looking for." Her eyes rose from the table, slowly.
"Did you get a chance to look at it, Frank?"
He nodded.
"By the way," she said, "the U.S. attorney called. He's looking for you and said you might stop by. Something about you murdering 4 more people at the Capitol, and now eyewitnesses are involved."
"You think me going down will work, Juliana?"
"It's a start," she said.
She noticed the gun. She stepped closer, taking another look at his appearance with her wheels turning.
"I'm wondering if it's safe to talk to you,"
she said, pulling his shirt away from his pants.
"You're not trying to pull anything, are you?"
He didn't answer,